Next item on the agenda, number 12, to consider proposed amendments to Chapter 4 VAC 26-2010 pertaining to summer flounder to lower the current recreational summer flounder minimum size from 17 inches to 16 and a half inches. Mr. O'Reilly.
Good afternoon, Commissioner Bowman, members of the commission.
Yes, sir.
This is where I try and find where everything is, but I guess I'll look up here, and I'll be right with you. So this is a public hearing, and I think it's a good opportunity to provide the commission with information on a very important resource in Virginia, both from the commercial, recreational, and end-user aspect, which is summer flounder. And the proposal is relatively straightforward. In 2014, 15, and 16, our recreational fishery was managed by a 16-inch size limit. In 2017, because of an overage of the coastwide quota, we were required to go to 17 inches, and now in 2018, there's the ability to go to 16 and a half inches minimum size limit. I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I'll let you look at this. The main thing is that there is a 17% increase, and in fact, when all the accounting's done of all the states along the coast, the total increase is 15.4%. And one thing that's important is that this stock has been challenged lately. I think really since about 2009, recruitment has been off pretty consecutively since that time. And I'll show you some charts in a minute that'll show you the biological status. One thing that did occur is that in 2014, we became part of a region with Delaware and Maryland. So now it's not autonomy with Virginia only. We're in that region, and you can see here some of the other regions, and the obvious question is, how come Massachusetts is its own region or Rhode Island or New Jersey? That's just the way geographically these were all lined up. So there are only nine states that have a declared interest in summer flounder, and there are six regions for nine states. I show you this just to show you our region in 2017. So from Delaware to Virginia, PRFC is included in our region, and you can see that we had four fish and a year-round season. That was 2017. You can sort of glance at some of the northern regions, differences, even down to some pretty small seasons in some case. That's where, at least now, given the situation with summer flounder, there has been movement of the stock north, or is it mainly that larger fish have moved more northerly? So it's either a range expansion, or in fact, the climate change has promoted some movement to the north. So I was asked last time, if the stock is challenged a little bit, why would there be a liberalization? I think that was a tough call on the part of Delmarva representatives and the other states. I think the reason is, typically, the way that ASMFC handles setting the quotas for any year is they look at the landings from the previous year, in this case 2017, and they look at the allowed quota in 2018. And whatever that percent difference is, you either decrease or you can probably liberalize depending on what the condition is. Using the standard approach, there was an ability for a 41.5% increase. No one on the Mid-Atlantic Council, this is a joint plan, or the ASMFC wanted to even approach that, but they felt that a 17% liberalization was acceptable. Very quickly, here's your fishing mortality rate. Here is the limit, and you can see that there is overfishing that's been going on for several years. It's not as severe as during the rebuilding period, but nonetheless, there is overfishing. The total catch has come down. That's also a function of the quotas coming down. this shows you two things. It shows you recruitment in the bars, and you can see that really after 2009 right here, most of the recruitment has been lackluster, and this is based on a coastwide approach. The scientists indicate, quite frankly, they're not really certain what is causing the poor recruitment in so many consecutive years since 2009. The other thing is, here's where we are in terms of biomass, spawning stock biomass, and here's a limit line here. What with spawning stock biomass, as soon as this would cross this threshold in this direction, there'd be a rebuilding plan. And it happened. There was a 10-year rebuilding plan that ended in 2010. So here's the ideal spawning stock biomass up here, and here's a problem area for spawning stock biomass. So this is 58% of this total target. It is problematic. Just to show you quickly, in the green are the total landings over time, commercial landings in blue, recreational landings in red. They are all showing a downward trend, but again, the quotas have been responsive to whatever the specifications are that are set by the Mid-Atlantic Council based on the stock condition. This shows you our slide, as in downhill. We were 15.7% and doing better than that actually up until recent years. And in the last couple of years, we can see that it's really dropped quite a bit, down to 3.5% on a coastwide basis. And you can see that really New York and New Jersey are where the activity has been for the fishery. This is just to show you that this is the whole panorama of regulations that the Commission has enacted since 1999 when the first regulations were required. And there was a basis for us where we were pretty close to second in terms of our rank because we had a very high landings, and 1998 was used as the marker for where your quotas would be. There's been a lot of bashing of that 1998 point over the years, and it's still in the plan, but it hasn't been used for 5 years, so we'll see. To show you some of the slides, there were years back here where with very high, 800,000, 741,000 fish for a target, where it was a concern, would we go over the target? For example, you can see in 2001, we essentially doubled what our target was. So there was some powerful fishing going on in the past. In the very right corner, this is the regional harvest. So in 2017, Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia together managed 148,000 fish for their landings, which wasn't even on the screen for some of these earlier years for Virginia. So it is important to recognize this fishery is not in good times. Saltwater tournament information there. You can see that it does capture right here the downfall in the number of citations. Not a high-release fishery to begin with, probably because we all know summer flounder is also very tasty, so you don't get a lot of releases once you get those bigger fish. So staff's requesting the Commission approve the amendment to Chapter 4 VAC 26-2010 that establishes a 16.5 minimum size limit for the 2018 recreational summer flounder fishery. You can find the amendment on page 8 of 10 in your regulation. This regulation comes up a little later as well. And again, this was not an easy decision, at least on the part of Delmarva. We did reach out the best we could. I sent an email and described the situation to Jeff Deem, who's the chair of FMAC, and he sent around the information. He had 10 responses, 3 from committee members, 2 supported 16.5, 1 did not, and then 7 other recreational individuals supported the 16.5. And that's all I have, Commissioner.
Any questions from Mr. O'Reilly by members of the Commission? Rob, I may have missed it, but help me again with the why we should be going to 16 and a half when the fishery's in such dire straits, and every graph that you threw up there indicate, other than the, you said the quota had been responsive, but help me out a little bit.
One reason is that the ASMSC, when the motion was made there, was that this was viewed as cautionary. The fact that there could be a 41.5% increase and all that's going to occur is 15.4%. A practical reason that you're not held to, because a state always has the ability to do less or more, I should say, do more conservation, is that we're in a region, and Delaware and Maryland are supporting the 16.5. And, you know, that's a practical reason. But, you know, it's hard on me because at the Mid-Atlantic Council several months ago, probably half a year ago, I thought that this was not the greatest idea. But there's a lot of back and forth conversations and things such as, well, if we don't, this is coming from Delmarva now, if we don't go forward here, the other states do, we certainly invoke a lot of unhappiness with our anglers. The third reason is that we're about to have a change in all these estimates, and we don't know which direction things are going to go. So the commission has heard me say this before. The recreational data, which is known as MRET, and we have the program here, everything is going to be recalibrated. And by July, we'll know what that recalibration means. The early information has always been that the effort part of the survey, where they take effort on one hand and a catch rate on the other, and they mesh those two to get a landings estimate, that the effort estimates were biased very low. And they found out with a mail survey that they conducted that they're very, very low. So everything is going to change. We don't know how much. That means the stock assessments have to be redone one by one. That means you're going to have allocation fights where if the recreational fishery, let's just say, is larger in terms of what it was thought to be, you can imagine what that is going to promote. It could go the other way. I mean, I don't think so, but it could, you know, it could. So there's a lot that has been thought about, Commissioner.
Yeah, it also brings up some enforcement issues as well. And that's, you know, when you got states to each side and things like that. So, yeah. Okay.
We have three jurisdictions, and then now we have added Delaware to it.
Definitely.
Well, public hearing.
Yep. Any questions from the commission again before? This is a public hearing. Anybody wish to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for action.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Second. Motion made by Dr. Neal, seconded by Mr. Miner to accept staff recommendations. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Rob, next.
Thank you.